Abraham moves from Haran to Eretz Canaan, has a massive war between the four kings and the five kings. Lot's kidnapped. Abraham wins his war. We know that. And afterwards, Abraham meets Melchizedek. That's what we're going to look at. Okay, source one, Melchizedek Melech Shalem. Melchizedek is the king of Shalem, poetic name for Yerushalayim. Melchizedek comes out to greet Abraham with bread and wine. Who Kohen le Kelayon, and he is a priest of God. Right? Some sense of monotheism there outside of Abraham's purview. And he blesses him. Melchizedek blesses Abram and says, Baruch Abram Kelayon, blessed is Abram to God Almighty, Aretz, who owns, possesses heaven and earth.
This is
Baruch.
God. This is
This is
God.
Melchizedek saying this to Abraham.
Yeah, but when we write it in English, we have a capital G or
Yes,
whatever.
yes. Presuming Melchizedek is in fact a monotheist, not Abrahamic, not Abrahamic, right? So not what we would later call Jewish. But that's what we look at. Melchizedek is someone who knows what they're right. They're a Kohen, a Kelelion, right? The Almighty God. And Abraham accepts that, right? Baruch Elyon, and Melchizedek says, Baruch Hashem, Hashem regained Serecha B'Yadecha, who has protected you and given your enemies into your hand. Vayitein lo, and Abram gives Melchizedek Maaser Mikol, gives him a tithe, him, right, considers him a Kohen, gives him Maaser. That's the story. So I'm going to look at Melchizedek, right, king of Shalem. Who is this Melchizedek? But first, we're going to play Rabbi Foreman's game. You're like Rabbi Foreman, right? Where have we heard this
Now,
before?
where have we heard this before?
Right, so we're going to play this game. So we're going to look at Perek Tehillim, okay? All right, we have the Melchizedek, Machalim, Zilach, Man, Hukwein, and Elyon. So here's our Perek Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud. It's short. Seven psukim, we can look at all of them. Okay, it starts out with David Mizmor, a psalm of David. Nu'um Hashem, thus saith the Lord, Ladoni, God says to my master, Shev l'mini, sit by my right hand, Adashit oyevcha ha'adom l'raglecha, until I place your enemies as your footstool. Okay, and this is unique in that the Mefarshim understand that Le David Mizmor not being, that means here to David. It's dedicated to David rather than by David. Okay, no one's claiming this is written by David because this is Nu'um Hashem L'Adoni. God says to my master, so the Radak puts it, that Pshat we're reading that Lefaresh HaMizmor Al David, this is about David, Shamu Achad Mi Meshorarim Alav, that some psalmist said that, right? So Nu'um Ladoni, so to my master, to you, David, O king, God says, sit on my right side. You sit here and I will fight your enemies. The Lamed of Le David, when it has the Lamed there, Pirshu Ba'avur, means for the sake of, or in honor of, and the Lamed, like when Avram tells Sarah when they go down to Egypt, say, Imri li Achihu, go say that, say about me, not to me that you are my brother, but say to the Egyptians, say about me, Imri li.
But a
Le
lot
David,
of them,
David.
Mizmor, Le David, a
Yes, a
lot of
lot
them.
of them, but usually we read that as being either written by David or written as though by David. So it's in first person
Right.
and by David. But here it's in second person to David, to the king. So you can't read that as a psalm of by David. It's of in the sense of about, addressed to David, right? So it's Ne'um Hashem
But I
Ladoni.
mean, why this one? There's nothing in the Le David
No,
Mizmor that's
it's in the
unique.
context of the words of the
Right.
Tiferet that clearly are addressing the king. This is not like, well, most of those Le David are in first person.
But
And you
this
say
isn't.
that's David speaking,
Okay.
okay?
But this isn't.
This
Okay.
is not right. It says, Ne'um Hashem la'adoni, so says God to my master, Shemini, Mateh ozcha yishalach Hashem etzion, that God will send forth your powerful scepter out of Zion. Again, talking yours, your scepter, O king, Right, God will send your scepter out, your power out. Vecha, you will rule in the midst of your enemies. Amchan davot, your people will volunteer. Biyom chilecha, in the day of your army, in the day of battle, your people will serve you. Bahadre kodesh, in the glory, the glories of holiness. Yirechem, from the very beginning, from the womb, from the dawn. Lacha tal yodatecha, you have the dew of youth. You are young and powerful. Nishbashem, b'lo, and God swore, will not change his mind. Atah kohen l'olam, you are a kohen. Al divrati, on, as the Malbim says, on the devir, on my echal, on the Beit HaMikdash, on my sanctuary. Malkit Tzedek, you are Malkit Tzedek. Here's our, where have we heard this before? Right here's telling you, you are Kohen Olam and you are Malkit Tzedek. Now Hashem HaYiminecha, God is, and this is not my master, but this is Adonai with a comma there. God is on your right hand.
But here, the word Adoni was before also, right?
Yeah, right. This is Adoni with a chirik.
Right.
That's not holy.
Okay.
That's
And
here it says
here
again.
it's
Talking to my
God.
master. Here it's about God is on your right hand, right? Machatz biyom apo malakim, and God will
Wait,
raise.
Danny, before David was on the right, now
Yes.
God is on the
So
right?
yes. Yeah, you're a good point. Nice pickup. We're not gonna get into that.
Okay.
Okay, but what it means to be on one side or the other. You're on God's side, God's on your side. You're right. That did change here, but we're not gonna we can talk about our in that Tehillim class.
No, I mean, maybe the speaker, the narrator or whatever, it's still Adoni, Al Yaminecha. Now he's addressing God or
Yeah, but
something.
the vowel there is a kamatz. It
Okay.
is pronounced differently.
Okay.
Okay, and then machatz biyom apo, talking about God, it will break. On in the day of his anger will break kings. This is all saying, David, you said God will fight your battles. Yadim b'goyim alei gevurot. We quote this in Avirachamim and Davening and Shabbos, right? God will judge nations. They'll be full of corpses. Machat rosh al eretz rabbah, breaking heads across the land. Minachal b'derech yishteh, and will drink from a stream on the way. Al kein yarim rosh, and then lift his head up in victory. So you, David, God will fight your battles, but specifically, you are Kohen Laolam al Divrati Malkit. You are the Malkit Tzedek on my sanctuary.
On my what?
On my sanctuary. The Devir was another word for the
Oh.
al Divrati, right? It's the Kohen al Heichal of the Devir.
Oh. Okay.
So David here is being described as Malkit Tzedek
Yeah.
in the parak, okay? Which is in a good name, right? We like it's the king of justice, sounds good. But Sharer is using the terms here that exactly like it's the Torah describes this ancient king of Shalem. So why is that? What does David have to do with Malkit Tzedek Melech Shalem? Why are we comparing them? What do they have to do with each other?
Wait, what other terms?
The Kohen Olam al-Divra Malkit Tzedek, right? Remember, he's Malkit Tzedek Melech Shalem is who Kohen L'Kel Elyon. Okay, we got Malkit Tzedek, they're both Kohen, and
Yeah.
this term here, Malkit Tzedek, doesn't appear anywhere else.
Okay.
It's got to mean something. So we're going to
Yeah.
turn to something completely different. Okay, David sung Shlomo. Right, in Kohelet describes himself as Melech Al Yisrael B'Yerushalayim. Okay, he is the king of Israel in Yerushalayim. Ani kohelet, hayiti melech al Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. Bien, that's fine,
Who,
right?
Shlomo or David?
Shlomo, right?
Oh.
This Kohelet is the author of Shlomo. I was king of Israel in Yerushalayim. That's fine. Dibarti ini milibi, and I decided. I still told myself lemar, and I said, ani hinei higdalti. I am great. Hosafti chachma. I'm so wise. Al kol hasheyah lefanai al Yerushalayim. I am wiser than everyone who ruled on you over Yerushalayim before. And my heart saw much wisdom and knowledge. Similarly, I was wealthy. Kaniti avadim shfachot. I had servants, maid servants, and I had cattle, sheep, more than anyone who was before me in Yerushalayim. I accumulated silver and gold, and treasures of all the nations. I had singers. All the pleasures of a human being can ask for, piles and piles of them. Gadalti Vosafti, and I grew great, and I had more. I had more wealth than everyone who was before me in Yerushalayim. Achachmati Amdali, and I had my wisdom as well. The question, what does it mean? Mikol Shayala Fanai Yerushalayim, right? He's greater than that. But that's a pretty famous phrase, because what number king is he?
Two.
Two. So I'm greater than everybody else who ruled in Yerushalayim. Well, gee, that's not very impressive. He's just a second king. But the point here that he's not, okay? There are a line of kings of Yerushalayim going back more than 1,000 years. Okay, Malki Tzedek is Melech Shalem as well. And they're all called Malki Tzedek or something like that. Okay, there's a line of kings in Yerushalayim. And so Malki Tzedek is the title of the king of Shalem, of Yerushalayim. Okay, we have it in Yeshua. Yeshua goes to war in all the kings of Canaan. And there's one of those cities he goes to war is the Melech Yerushalayim. And what's the name of the of Melech Yerushalayim? It's verse 8. V'hi kishmo Adonit Tzedek, Melech Yerushalayim. Adonit Tzedek. Very similar to Malki Tzedek is the king of Yerushalayim. Heard Kilacha Yeshua Ai, that Yeshua conquered the city of Ai, Yachrimah. And he wiped it out just like he did Jericho. That's why he did the same thing to Ai and his king. And the people of Gibeon made peace. You know that story in Yeshua. Israel and now they were allied. Gibeonim were allied, and now allied with the Jews. And Adoni Tzedek, king of Yerushalayim, was very afraid because Gibeon was a big city state. One of the great kings, who's greater city than I, that they're powerful. So now Yeshua's got allies. And so he sends messages to all the other kings in the south of Israel and says, go ally with me, and I can't give on. We're going to attack Gibeon. Because they made peace with Yeshua and Ben Israel. This is bad. The point here being that the king of Yerushalayim is called Tzedek. And I think the point here is that David in the Tehillim and Shlomo here is not seeing themselves just as Melech Yerushalayim, just not just king of Israel, but really part of the same lineage of all the rulers of Yerushalayim, Holy City of Yerushalayim, going back. So it's not just the Jewish side, but it's also this non-Jewish lineage of kings of Jerusalem. That's the way Ramban looks at it. Melchizedek Melech Shalem, right? It's called Melchizedek, king of justice, king of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim, everyone agrees that. In Shenema, Tilmet calls up a Hebrew Shalem Sukkot. God's Sukkah is in Shalem, Yerushalayim. Umalka Yikare Gambi Me Yeshua Adonit Tzedek. And his king is called Adonit Tzedek, very similar name. Yimeaz Yedua Goyim. As the nations have always realized, Ki makamahu mivchar makama. This was the place. Yerushalayim was the center of the world, the finest place. But Emsa Yeshu, center of civilization. So I always have to bring in the famous.
Oh, I have a copy of
map.
That.
You've seen this. Everyone's seen this map, the cloverleaf map by Heinrich Bunting, where you get Asia and Europe, and Yerushalayim is the center of the world. I think it's kind of funny that America is kind of way out here on the left side, and then England counts for its own little country over top here. Not really part of
what's on top there.
That's England.
No, to the right, a little to the right in the middle on top.
Oh, that's Greenland.
Oh, cool.
Okay, and we got the Red Sea over here. But anyway, Yerushalayim is the center of the world. That's where you're, right? That's the center. Emsa Yeshuv, Oshiyaduba Malatoba, Kabbalah, Shumachon, Kenega, Beit Midrash Shamal. It's a holy city, corresponds to the Beit Midrash above. Yerushalayim has a significance, even the time back in Abraham, before it was a Jewish city. And that's why it's called Malki Tzedek, the king of Tzedek of justice. It's a place of justice where Hashem's Tzedek rules the world. Rishit Rabbah, it says, and Makom Hazeh, Matzdik et Yoshvav, its inhabitants are tzaddikim. Right? From Rambam's work, years
Makom matzik et
at
yeshev.
Yoshvav, it
It
makes them
makes
tzaddik.
you holy. The
Makes
place
you
makes you
righteous. Yes. I say
righteous, righteous.
from Ramban's ears to God, from Ramban's mouth to God's ears, right? We should have everyone in Yerushalayim now should be
Makom hazeh matzik et yeshev.
Yeshua.
I'm going to tell that to Shelley and Mitch.
Okay.
That
The
because they
Nikra
live
Yerushalayim.
there, they are made,
Tzadikim.
it's the word
Is the place of
righteous.
Tzedek. They create Yerushalayim Tzedek. Okay. Yerushalayim is called Tzedek, it says, but Tzedek Yelin Ba, Tzedek dwells in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the place of Tzedek. So David is Malki Tzedek said the king of Tzedek here. Shlomo is part of this line, even before it was, they were conquered. Okay. The Radak puts it similarly that Yerushalayim Makom HaTzedek Vashalom. Yerushalayim is a place of justice and peace. Shalem. Lo yisbol avel v'chamas. It will not suffer sin or chamas or violence. Umas satoy vaz and will not accept abomination. Any kind of sin for very much time. Therefore, it spews out, it throws out anyone who sins there, right? You sin in Yerushalayim, Hashem's going to destroy the city. It says, "Lo take your space there." That the land should not that vomit you out, like it vomited out the previous.
Can I take a tiny side, like
Yeah.
Kohelet? Where does that go? He's saying, I'm the best, I'm the smartest, I'm the richest. And where does that thought go? Is there a
Oh, do you pay
but?
attention? Yeah, you pay attention. You Kohelet on we read that on Sukkot. I mean, the
I
problem
didn't
with
pay
Kohelet is that
attention.
he was the richest, the smartest,
Yeah.
and he's still going to die. So what's the point?
Oh,
The
okay.
whole point of Kohelet is, what's if we're all going to die? Yeah, he's very
Okay.
Heidegger, right? Life is just running toward death. So I may have all this wealth. I'm very pious. I'm religious. I'm rich. I'm smart. I'm still going to die. There's no point.
Okay,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's the theme of Kohelet.
And therefore, is there an end? Therefore,
Yeah,
trust in God.
sof davar kol nishmat elokim yarei et mitzvah aseh ki zeh kol adam. So
Oh.
the conclusion is obey God's will. That's what
Okay.
your purpose is. Okay, that's the
Okay.
theme, that's the
Okay.
structure of Kohelet.
Okay.
It's worth reading it inside.
Yeah.
Because it gets really depressing as it gets further and further in about, well, this is great, but I'm going to die. Oh, this is,
That's
Hevel
Hevel
Havaleh,
Gilim.
right.
Oh, and Ein Chadash Tachat. That's all Kohelet. Okay.
Right, that's all Kohelet. The main point is that he sees
One more
himself,
question. What does the word
yes,
Kohelet mean?
from Kahal. I am the one who gathers the people together.
Okay.
Hence the word Ecclesiastes means church.
Okay. Okay, you may proceed.
Okay, so that's Kohelet. The main point there is that he's Melech Yerushalayim,
Yeah,
comparing not
I
just to
know, but I
David,
was
but
just
going back
wondering,
generations.
where is he
Okay.
going with that idea?
So,
Okay.
and the point that I want to look at here is that when you look at that, we're going to look through Tanakh and look at when we look at David conquers Yerushalayim, right?
Yeah.
As soon as he becomes king over all Israel, the civil war is over, he's united, he goes and conquers Yerushalayim. You know something odd about his
What?
conquest. Okay? This is a story actually after the conquest when he's going to build, wants to build a Beit Hamikdash. And he gets a sign, there's an angel pointing his sword at in Yerushalayim, pointing his sword at Chabo Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, pointing at the threshing floor of Arnon or Arvana in the way it's pronounced in Shmuel Bet. He says, ah, that's the place I need to build the Beit Hamikdash.
Who's
Remember
Arvana?
Arvana? What?
Who is Arvana?
He's the one who owns the place of the building. He's the owner of the threshing field. Let's look at who that
Wait, you don't move your voice. Tell me again, who's Arvana?
He is the one who owns the hilltop, the open
Oh.
field that is going to be the place of Beit Hamikdash, right? David gets a sign. So he goes to Arvana and he says, I want to buy this
Oh.
hilltop. Okay, he's
He's a
conquered Yerushalayim.
human. He's a
Yeah,
real
he's a person.
person.
If you're
Okay.
Arvana al David, so Arvana tells David, Yikach, take it. And do, oh my king, a master that king, whatever's good in his eyes. Look, you can take my cows to be bring sacrifices. And you can burn the my plow and yoke. You can use those to be the wood to burn to bring a sacrifice. You can certainly take my field. Kol Natan Arvana Hamelach Lamelach. Arvana the king gave this to the king.
Hamelach lamelach. Nice.
Yes. Yomar Arvana Hamelach, Hashem Yitzchak, and they say Arvana says to the king to David, God should find you should find favor in God's eyes, God should favor with you. And Arvana is a melach, okay? That's the key thing. Hu haya melach al Yevus, Ashlo Kavshad David. He was the king of Yerushalayim, the city of Yevusim, before David came. Yishara loved Shem Melech, and so he's still called the Melech. So not only is he that's the reason why he owns that area in Yerushalayim, but he was the king of Yerushalayim, who's still under good terms with David after David conquers Yerushalayim. Arvana says, "Here, you're the king now. You take it. This is great. The previous king of Yerushalayim is alive and well. They treat each other with respect. After this battle of Yerushalayim, and when you look for the battle of Yerushalayim in the description, you find nothing." Almost nothing. Tanakh loves describing battles, like telling about everybody's dead. I like yeah, every battle ends up with lo hishir sarid, like no one was left alive. But here, Battle of Yerushalayim, look at it, nobody's killed. Okay, the description of the battle here. This is Shmuel Bet, right when your David goes to conquer Yerushalayim. So David goes with his men to Yerushalayim, to the Yebusi, where the people are living there. Right? It's never been conquered by the Jews, but it's been this independent city-state within Eretz Yisrael. David. So the Yebusi tell David, Lemar, they tell him, Lo tavo hena, you can't come here, ki im yisirka, rima b'piskim, unless you wipe out the blind and the lame. As Rashi points out, Yivrim Piskim is an editorial comment, ima vodat kochavim shalayim. That's the Avodah Zarah, right? As we say, so you're right, our gods will protect us. You can't come here unless you wipe out our gods. David cannot come here. So David conquers them anyway, which he ear David, that's the seed of David. How does he do? That's the introduction to. He says, David says, on that day, Koma Ke Yebusi, anyone who can attack the Yebusi here in Yerushalayim. Yigab at Sanura can go up the water pipe, Percy Warren's shaft near Yerushalayim. Right, supposedly that's the waterway, so that you have to sneak in from the Gihon up the water pipe, get into the city that way, into the walls. And it will attack it, Pischim, Beivrim, the lame, and the blind, the Sarah. So an aid that David hates. Right, anyone who can conquer that. It says it's spelled out a little more different. Yamim that person will be my general will lead my armies. If you all you need to do is conquer them, take out the Iver Pesach Kenyan room. Therefore, it is said Iver Pesach lo yavo abayit that there will be no Iver Pesach, no blind and lame, in the palace of David in the Beit HaMikdash. In referring to Avodah
What's the
Zarah.
idiom?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That it's referring to that's an editorial comment about Avodah Zarah. Idols, right? Einayim lahem v'lo yiru, as Einayim lahem v'lo yishma'u.
Okay.
So that
Have
comes
we
from.
seen it before, that Iveru Pisayach, like?
We saw. I mean, we've talked about this part in the Tanakh class, certainly when we did it inside. And we started talking about when looking at Hallel.
Like they were the guy, they were the people on the posts, like, and
Okay, so
someone
that
had to
when you
get
looked at
rid of
inside, there were
them, or
different hypotheses about what that meant. I think the simplest way is that Rashi reads it as that. It's simply, there's a lot of,
Ovea
right. That's as, I mean, there's
okay.
other, there are other ways of understanding that as a kind of curse. It was, they were
And what does Pisayach mean?
lame.
Lame?
Lame, like unable to walk,
Oh, okay.
to limp in the
And
sense
that's
of.
also in our somewhere, Einayim Lahem.
Like raglayim lahem v'lo yalechu.
Oh, that's the Pisayach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. But That's what he says, okay. And then David, after that, so Yoav in the story in the Devarim does this, takes out the Ibrahim Piskim, and then David settles in the tower, David, and calls it David, David Saviv, and David builds up the residential area of Yerushalayim. That's the battle. Take out the Ivir Pesach, and then David somehow has now conquered the whole place.
Okay, but it
Uh,
wasn't too
whereas
bloody.
it was not bloody at all, right? And this is the way, okay, this is the way Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer put the Midrash here, sums it up. Amar David Lanashav, Kol Mi She'ileh B'Rishonah. Anyone who go first, V'yasir Tzelmim Halalu. Anyone who go there and take out these idols? Yoav, and Yoav was one who did that, who snuck up the water shaft. Then Tzruya by Hila Rosh, and he became David's leader. Yisrael, the Mecher Zahav. Then David bought the city. That was his conquest. Went to goes to Arnon, and Arnon says, "Here's gold. I'm now the king." And Arnon said, "Okay."
Who
Presumably,
said
obviously,
okay?
Arnava, the king of Yebus, the king of
Oh,
Yerushalayim.
another.
Obviously, he didn't have much of a choice because David was there with an army behind them, so there was a threat behind that offer.
So he's like famous Arnava, like you know that
Gorin
name?
Arnon is the way it's pronounced in it's the way it's pronounced Arnon in Divrei Yomim. So like we'll
Oh.
say that in Hoshana, if you paid attention. The
Oh.
Beit HaMikdash is called Gorin Arnon, the threshing floor of
Oh.
Arnon.
Oh.
Okay, so he is the
Okay.
original. He was the original owner of the place, but he was the king of the city of Yebus of Yerushalayim, and he buys it. Right, Ketav Olam, and an eternal deed L'Achuzat Olam. Right, signed and sealed, given to David. Okay, Yoav destroys the idols, and Yebusites surrender.
We saw before that David bought it, or he just told him, take what you want.
We didn't see the psukim about the buying it, but yeah,
But
that's
it
in
does
there. We
happen.
David
That's what
paid.
happens.
Yes,
Okay.
David gives him money. And there are
Okay.
two different kinds of money. So we say that Peter Eliezer is saying that there was buying Yerushalayim and there was a separate buying of the threshing floor of the Beit HaMikdash.
Okay.
Right? It's kind of like Abraham and Sarah,
Yeah.
right? You know, it's
Right.
very similar in that, you know, Arnon says, "Here, you take it." David says, "No, I want to buy it. I'm going to give you
It's
money for
also
this."
like the island of Manhattan. The white man bought it.
That's true. Not clear if the ones they gave the money to actually had any claim to it at all, but anybody want it back? I would give it back. I would fine. I'd give it. Anyone want to live there? Okay. So midrashically,
Okay.
David just walks over the wall. That's the Battle of Yerushalayim. He just walks in. Okay. In Tehillim Yud Chet, it said this is Shirat David, when he says, thanks God for supporting him. Says Kibacha Arutz Gadud, because it was through you, O God, that I run before my troops, Velokai Adaleg Shor. And through my God, I jump over the mount, I will jump over a wall.
Door is a wall.
Sure is a wall, yeah.
Okay.
That's common enough. Adaleg Shor, I jump the wall. So what does that mean? Rabbi Chiba Shem, Rabbi Levi Omer, Bishashalach David Lasot Milchamah Yibusim. David went to go make war with Yebusi. Masa Kadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem do? Kitzyat HaChomah. Hashem lowered the wall for David, but David Acharav, and David just walked over it. So Nemar Belokai Adaleg Shor. Again, midrashically, that's all he did. There's no battle.
Yeah.
Arnon abdicates David's favor, and this is the first, I call this possibly the first first peaceful transfer of power in world history. And the emphasis on that is that because of that, this is Shalem, this is a city of peace, and David is part of that line of the kings of ancient kings of Yerushalayim. Right? He's not just a king of Israel, he's now the next king of Yerushalayim, going back 1,000+ years to Melchizedek at the time of Abraham. So he deserves his title of Melchizedek. He's Adoni Tzedek. And when I say that, we talk about reasons why did David select Yerushalayim as capital? It wasn't obvious, right? He goes, his capital is in Hebron. Yerushalayim was never a Jewish city. for all the time that Bnei Yisrael have been living there since time Yeshua, you talk about the two intertwined considerations. There's politics and religion, right? Do we need a capital that would unite the warring tribes of Israel? So you need a capital that was not part of any tribe. Okay, and that Rav Ben Nun calls Yerushalayim the ear that's ear al shvatit va'lo shvatit. There's a good pun in Hebrew. It's a city that was not part of a tribe, and it was over all the tribes.
L-O.
Al, oh, yeah, that L there is means two. This is L meaning not, Al meaning not.
No. Oh,
Okay,
right.
this is Al Shvatit va Al Shvatit. I suppose the El Al, which is.
We could make a thing on
Yes, yeah, so
L-O.
right, you
Not,
could.
it doesn't fly, L-O.
Oh, Al, Al, yeah, Al, yes. You could, but you won't, because we're not flying. The only ones who are flying. Okay, but that's the idea that, so the politically, it's kind of like Washington, D.C. was
I was
not part
just
of
going
any
to
of the states.
say, DC, right? It's not in a state and it's blah, blah. Yeah.
The same idea. That's Yerushalayim. Politically, Yerushalayim was the right place. It's right. It was right between Binyamin and Yehuda, which were the leaders of
But isn't
the
it
warring
also
tribes.
like Hamakom Asher, I'll
Okay,
show
so
you.
that's the religious side of it. So there's the political.
Oh,
I'm saying there are two
oh.
lines that as a coincidence is God's way in being anonymous. That it worked out coincidentally that the perfect place politically was also the perfect place religiously. It's the
Oh.
Makom Asher Yivchar Hashem, right? Religiously. It's late. It's the place, the ancient Mizbechot of the Avot, right? That's right. Abraham calls Yerushalayim the Bahar Hashem Yira'eh. That's Yeru part of Yerushalayim, right? That's where the Makeda was. So those two threads going together to make Yerushalayim. But the third thread leads to Yerushalayim
Oh.
is this, is Malki Tzedek. That is claimed to be part of the history of the city itself, the city of Shalem. The city of Tzedek, and he is now Malki Tzedek Melech Shalem. That's David's role right now. Right, and that's what he says. Like Melch David calls from, he's king over king of all Israel. Be David osem mishpat utzedakah
Oh, I
he's going to be
remember
in
when
Malki
we
Tzedek.
came on that and we wanted to say, okay, let's end Jewish history there.
Right. Because that's Perachet. That is the end of Shmuel, book two, and then things go wrong from there.
Yep.
Mishpat utzedakah. Okay, that's what Malki Tzedek. That's what Yerushalayim represents, and again, that's independent of Melech al Yisrael. So that explains the Ad Rashi. Okay, Rashi on this, Malki Tzedek, Midrash Agadah, there's a Midrash, Hushem ben Noach. Like,
Ooh.
where does that come from? Remember
Yeah.
Hushem, that was last week's parasha, right? By the way, right? So the question is, why does Rashi care, right? Rashi famously has a point, right? He's not going to quote Midrashim randomly. This is Rashi's description of his goal. Ani lo bati. I have Ella. I my purpose here is only to bring l'pshutosha mikra, pshat, the unadorned explanation of the truth, but agadah hamiyashevet divrei mikra, and the agadot that help settle what the Torah is trying to teach us. As of course, davar duvar al fanav, everything said on its proper path. I'm going to give
Allah
you
of
al ofanav. Things
ofen,
said,
like direction or something.
Direction, yeah, or way. Everything said in the proper way. I'm going to give you agadot that I think are relevant to understanding the text. Right? There's a purpose there. I'm not going to bring every single agada here. I
Rashi
was trying
said
to.
that at this point when he brings this
No,
agada, or
this
is
is the beginning.
no?
This is back in. This is kind of the first time he starts bringing in agadot. He says,
Oh,
there
he
are lots
does.
of
Okay.
midrashim. There are lots of collections. You can go read the midrashim here, but ani lo bati elu pshuto ula
Yeah.
gadam. Right? I'm not going
So
to give you pshat.
shame. How much later is this? About 1,000 years? 900 years?
Shen ben 300 years after the flood. Not that long.
Not that
About 300
long.
years. Yeah.
He could be alive because they
He
lived.
could. Yeah, it might be. But again, this is a gadot. I'm not going to worry
Yeah,
about
yeah,
identity.
yeah.
The names here are telling to teach us something, not saying the same person, but they are midrashically identified. What does shame mean? What does shame mean midrashically?
Us.
Why would
It's
it?
the Jewish, no?
It's not, okay, because it comes
They're
up a
not from
lot.
shame.
We are descended from Shem, but Shem as the individual comes up always in this idea of the Yeshiva of Shem and Yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever.
All right.
That's what it comes out, right? Right here we have Vayeshev Avram El Narav, but after the Akedah, Avram goes back to his people. Yitzchak Heichan Hayah, where did Yitzchak go? After the Akedah, Shalcho Etzel Shem. Avram
Oh.
sends Yitzchak to go to Shem, Lumod Torah, to learn Torah from Shem. There's a separate path of Torah that comes from Shem. Similarly, when Rivka goes, Atel Chedrosha Telukim, right? Rivka wants to know, ask what's going on with her, with these twins arguing inside. She goes to the Drosh, right? She says, the Beit Midrash Shel Shem. She goes to the Beit
Oh,
Midrash.
yeah.
Right?
And
Yaakov is
Yaakov, yeah.
described as Yoshev Ohalim, who dwelled in
Ohalo shel
tents.
shem.
Ohalo Shel Shem, Ohalo Shel Eber, his
Who's
grandson.
Aver?
Shem's grandson.
Oh.
Okay, by the time we get to Yaakov, Shem is no longer alive, so now it's Eber. But Midrash Shel Shem, Eber, right?
No, he is alive because he's alive in David's time.
It's not that this is Avraham.
No, but the one.
Malki Tzedek of Avraham is Shem
Oh,
Ve'Shem,
Malki
right?
Tzedek is
David
Shem.
is Malki Tzedek in David's time.
Oh.
Malki Tzedek is the title of the king of
Oh.
Yerushalayim.
Oh, so he really could be alive. Yeah.
Shem is the Malki Tzedek in Avraham's time. David is Malki Tzedek in David's time. Right? That's a
Okay.
good point. He's
Okay.
part of the same line of tradition.
Okay.
Okay, and then Rashi similarly.
Was there a connection with Yosef on his way to the brothers or something?
Good. I'll talk about that too. What am I doing here? So, there we go. And similarly, Rashi says about Yaakov after when he runs away from Esav.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yosef Olim was when he was a little kid. When he's older, he ran away. Nimsi Yaakov Shemit Yishmael then Shishim Shalosh Shanim. Okay, so when you look out do the chronology, when Yishmael dies, Yaakov is 63, and then you work out the rest of the time. L'manu mikan Shenitma Bevet Ever Arba Esrei Shana, that he stayed in the in he learned with Ever again this Beit Midrash of Shem Ever. For 14 years, between the time he leaves Yitzchak and the time he actually goes to Haran, okay, he stays and learns Bevet Eber. I'm saying the same yeshiva there, and then similarly Rashi is going to bring it. He's really fascinated by this idea when Yosef is called Ben Zikunim to Yaakov, meaning a child literally of his old age, but also Zechariah, what he learned from. Yaakov gave over everything he learned from Shem Ve'eber. So, Beit Midrashot Shel Shem, what Shem represents, Midrashically, as it represents, as it were, an alternate Torah, right? Torah that you can learn from there. It's a different Torah than Yavot. It's a Torah of B'nai Noach. Right, we said before, Baruch Hashem, okay, Shem, Yishkom Ba'ol Hashem, God dwells in the tents of Shem. Now we have this, they
That's
had a
in
tradition.
Bereishit. That's in
What?
the text of the Torah.
Yishkom Ba'ol Hashem? Yeah, that's Noach Bracha to Shem after the whole drunken incident.
Oh.
Talked about that last week as a quote. Okay,
Yeah.
right, and that's what Rav Lichtenstein calls an ethic independent of halacha. This is not halacha. This is natural law, lex naturalis. What's Chazal called Derech Eretz?
Well, it has
That's
to be
it.
because it precedes the Torah, so
Right. So
yeah.
this is Derech Eretz. It's Kadmah LaTorah.
Okay.
Okay. That's that
Oh,
is
there
the
it is.
bet. That's what the Bet Medrash of Shem represents. Okay. Amr Shmuel, Rav Nachman, Esrim v'shisha Dorot Kidma Derech Eretz et HaTorah. Right. Derech Eretz existed for 26 generations before the Torah was given. As you count that generation before the Torah is given, the 26 from Adam to finally get to Moshe. Have it to
Well, from
Omer,
Noah. Wait, it's 26 from who?
from Adam.
Oh, so it exists already that
So
early?
presumably there is some concept of obeying God in that time. The new one did it, but it's not from Noah that it was real. And from Shem that you have this idea of a yeshiva, of a tradition that you could learn from.
But it precedes Shem too. It's from
Yes. It's from all the way
Creation.
back from Noah. Shem is
Okay.
one of those who is symbolized in Midrashically, the one who would pass it down.
Okay. From Adam, you mean, not from
From
Noah's.
Adam.
Yeah.
Well, everything
Okay.
comes through Noah. All right. That's what we call them the Sheba Misrael B'nai Noah, right? We
We
don't call them
do?
B'nai Adam.
No,
Because
right.
we look at civilization restarting from Noah.
Yeah.
Everything from Adam that failed. We're going to start all over again. That's B'nai Noah.
So wait, you're sure 26 goes back to Adam, not to Noah? If you count back 26.
Yes. So this is the Mishnah,
Okay.
right? It's 10 generations from Noah from Adam to Noah, 10 generations from Noah, 10 generations from Noah to Abraham. And then you have Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Levi, Yitzhar, Amram, Moshe, six more.
It would be better if it goes back to Noah, but anyway.
Sorry. You got 16 there. Okay. So this one, you can count 16 if you want.
Okay.
What he's saying is getting from the pasuk of the Shmor Derech Etz Chaim. He says it's Derech and Etz Chaim. Derech is Derech Eretz. First you have Derech, and then you have Derech Eretz. The Achach Etz Chaim du Torah. Not just preceded, but it's the basis for it. This is the Maharal talking about here. Derech Eretz, Shehu Hanhaga Shehu Ro'i La'adam. Derech Eretz is how people should behave. But natural law. You're living in the world with other people, then you need to be a moral, ethical, upright person. Otherwise, civilization falls apart. And so, yes, those first 10 generations from Adam to Noah, hypothetically, it existed, but they didn't do it.
Yeah. So we
Okay.
start over.
There's nothing very deep and complicated about Derech. Okay, Derech Shenogim Be'Adam Ve'Hem Derech Chachamim. Right, wise people can figure this out. You don't need revelation for what we're calling Derech Eretz. That's the way of the world, way you're supposed, we're supposed to be. It's called the way of the land, not of the world. The Eretz refers to society. It's not talking about the physical world. It's talking about how society works. Yeshu b'minei Adam, they're all different kinds of people. Misha enog b'derech zeh, and someone who doesn't keep this, enu mini Yeshu, is not civilized. Civilization requires derech eretz, or derech eretz is that which keeps civilization going. Zilam and we learn from here, derech eretz yisod l'Torah. That is the basis for Torah. You can't do to keep Torah without having that basis behind it. To derech eretz etzachayim, again, this is the way to the etzachayim. The tree of life, the Torah itself, and he ends with a tefillah. May God give us, may make us one of those who keep this derech, keep the derech eretz. It's not enough to be from; you have to be good as well.
Yeah, we use it today. He's off the derech.
But that's talking more about the frumkeit. That's not specifically not talking about what we're calling derech eretz, right?
That's
Fine,
true.
upstanding, good person, but. Isn't Shomer Shabbos is off the derech? Okay,
Yeah, you're right. They should
that's
use
not what
that.
he's talking about here.
Right.
That's
He
and so he talks.
appropriated it. Ex
Yes.
appropriated. Expropriated what they do?
Expropriated it, yes. Or
That
appropriated. Appropriated. APP.
doesn't sound like Lech Lecha. Jackie? We are in Lech Lecha.
Oh.
We're in Malki Tzedek. But,
I'm up here.
oh, you're upstairs. Danny said the New York Times tentatively called it for Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not watching anything to do them.
And the House and the Senate.
Yeah, it's like, and they say in all the states that he won again, but he's winning by a much higher margin than he won last time.
Wow. Okay.
They think he's going to get the pocketbook besides the.
Oh, God. Okay.
But the nice thing about it is that he won a majority of both the Jewish and Muslim votes in the U.S. But he's a uniter.
Yeah, great.
Anyway, without referencing current politics, so I'm
Derech
saying
Eretz Yisod LaTorah.
okay, that's what David is trying to be, is becoming Malki Tzedek. So he's trying pulling not just this the Melech Yisrael side of it, but also this Bit Midrash Shel Shem side. pulling that together and founding his, so he is going to be the Kohen Lo Lama's Malkit Tzedek. Okay, that's why how he's going to do Mishpat Tzedakah.
And go to the beginning. How did this tie into Lech Lecha?
But this is at the end of the battle of the four kings. But Avram's in Eretz Canaan. He saves Lot. He goes to war. He saves the king of Sodom. Then Malkit Tzedek comes out, and Malkit Tzedek blesses Avraham, and Avraham gives him Maaser.
And
This is
this
the
is in
first meeting of
Malki Tzedek, yeah.
the Beit Midrasho of Avraham and Beit Midrash of Shem, as it were.
And this is in Lech Lecha.
This is in right. This is in Lech, right? Perak Dalet, Malkit Tzedek, Melchalem, Hotzi Lechem B'Yayin.
Okay.
Okay, it's in Revi. Yes.
Malki Tzedek. It's so nice, Malki Tzedek.
And
You
there you
know, I
go. So
don't like
that's
their use of the word derech. They took it out of it what it should be, and they made it like you said, it's only frumkeit. It has nothing to do with morality of civilization and people and society.
yeah.
Off the derech. If you don't keep these, not good, not nice. That's our word.
I'm sorry. Here, so Rav Lichtenstein has a famous essay called "Here Being Frum and Being Good." The relationship and those are not the same thing. I need to be both.
Yeah, but they really, because
No, we're saying
Derech
that Derech Eretz is the same
Eitz
good.
Chaim, so like Derech Eitz Chaim is like two things, not Derech Eitz Chaim, right?
Right. That's what the that is exactly what Yikra Rab is saying. Derech su
Yeah.
derech eretz, v'achar kach eitz hachayim, the Torah.
Chaim.
Right. And
And
you
where
need
do we
both
see
those.
Derech Eitz Chaim? That's in the davening, Lishmoret.
No, that is when
Oh.
Hashem kicks Adam out of Gan Eden, he leaves the
Oh.
Kruvim there to guard derech eitz hachayim. That's the way back into paradise, is the derech eitz hachayim.
Wait, say it once more. Where is it?
That's when Adam and Chava are kicked out of Gan Eden.
When they're kicked out.
They're kicked out. And Hashem
And then it
sets the
says what?
Kruvim. What?
Yeah, the
Right? And
Kruvim
Hashem sets up the
prevent him.
Kruvim, the Shmor et Derech Eitz HaChayim, to guard the way to the tree of life.
Oh.
And we're saying that Derech Eitz HaChayim metaphorically is talking about the way to Torah. It includes the Derech Eretz, which is the way there, and the Eitz HaChayim itself, which is the Torah.
And it's used when the Kruvim are preventing them from coming back in.
Well, it says that this is Shmor, to guard it. Right, so we can't just walk into Eitz HaChayim. We can still get back to Eitz HaChayim in the sense of Torah.
Oh, I never thought about how the Eitz HaChayim is what we can take from,
Yes,
but
that you
it's
go. You're supposed
also a
to do that, but you're not living in Eden there. You can't just walk up to it and take it. You have to work at it now.
And the Eitz HaChayim in Gan Eden becomes the Torah
Right.
somehow. Huh.
And that's the Eitz Chaim Hi L'Machazikim Ba.
Eitz Chaim he.
The Torah
And
is a
Eitz HaChayim, but we have to, every time we hear Eitz HaChayim, we're supposed to be thinking of Gan Eden in some way. Huh.
So human beings in a different state were simply being there, and you could every day you did you was Eitz HaChayim there. Right now we can't. We have to achieve that.
Okay, and where's the first time Eitz HaChayim is the Torah, not the tree of life in Gan Eden?
That term is Mishlei. Now you have the symbolism of the eights by Mara. When the
By
water is
who?
bitter and Hashem shows him an eitz to sweeten it, and shamsa mochok, and Hashem teaches them Torah.
So that's
And that
Eitz
eight, that's
HaChayim.
eitz as a symbol of Torah of Chok u'Mishpat. And that's in Parshat Balotcha. No, Parshat Bishalach, sorry.
Interesting. Yeah, when I hear when we hear the term Eitz HaChaim, it's like in all sorts of trophies for people who support Torah and
Yeah.
Eitz HaChaim Torah. That's the Torah, but it's
Right.
not. It's the tree of life in Gan Eden.
Yes, and that is our Eitz HaChaim. Is that what allows us to live forever? Eat from that fruit and you can live. At this, for us, it's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a metaphor. But it
And
was
hence
a
it's
real
in.
tree. It was a real tree. Okay, very
Okay,
good. Malkit
so
Seder.
that's it. We said that so that
Yeah.
without that, and again, Yerushalayim exists as to be the city of Tzedek and of Malkit Tzedek, and needs both of those. The Derech Eretz Yisrael, the Torah, and that's what Malkit Tzedek
Yeah, I
represents.
mean, it's very clear from what Shlomo says in Kohelet, you know, I'm the best from everybody before me. So there has to have been a lineage.
Right. And I will stop here.
Okay,
Have a good Shabbos.
very
Hopefully
good.
that.